So yeah. Very cozy.
Very cozy.
Even to an outsider, Chinese tourists seem out of place in this small Western Victorian town that's surrounded by wheat paddocks. Sea Lake is about 400 kilometres from Melbourne. It's one of Victoria's most isolated communities. But on this typical Monday night, a busload of Hong Kong tourists arrives after a 12-hour drive from Sydney.
Yep. We have the mud. Yeah. It's muddy.
Hello, I'm Danny Grindley. This influx of Chinese tourists over the past couple of years has the locals baffled, but at the same time, delighted. You see, these unlikely visitors could be the lifeline this town needs, because like so many rural towns across Australia, it's in sharp decline. Tonight's arrivals flew into Australia yesterday, and Sea Lake, believe it or not, is their first stop. Joseph Lee is their tour leader. He planned this trip for his friends.
So we better go now.
Yep.
I wish to bring them to some of the places that not too many tourists been there, to give my friends some new idea of what Australia looks like.
Mr. Lee read about the towns nearby Salt Lake, Lake Tyrrell, in a Chinese guidebook.
We read it on the blog.
Lake Tyrrell is also promoted on a list of Chinese tourism websites and travel blogs. It's quickly become a tourism hotspot, much to the surprise of the locals.
I noticed a lot of hire cars travelling up the highway, and there was a lot of Asian people driving them, and I couldn't work out where they were going. We're not the most multicultural community, unfortunately, and it was quite a shock.
Yeah, I mean, you never go down the main street during the day and there's not Chinese people walking around the town, and just even a few years ago, that never happened. You never saw that level of multiculturalism in Sea Lake.
We're still unsure why Lake Tyrrell is such a big, big tourist attraction. I have no clues whatsoever, but they're coming.
The only tourism Sea Lake has known are summer visitors looking to swim and water ski on another nearby waterhole, Green Lake. But Green Lake has been dry for 15 years.
It's just a matter of keeping your head above water.
Grain farmers like Darren Bailey prop the town up, but they're struggling through yet another two-year drought. Those tourists have been sorely missed.
The edge of the lake were just lined with campers from... couldn't get a spot, like it was just full.
Because we haven't got these campers here over the summer, businesses are, you know, losing out.
This is Trudy Conlon.
You know, they go into town and get food, fuel, you know, ice and that. But when the water's here, the businesses thrive.
Graham Jelly says the flow-on effects are far-reaching.
We're sort of losing a lot of kids. Go away to uni, they don't bother to come back because there's nothing here. So the water's a pretty crucial thing at the moment.
The population of Sea Lake has halved in the past decade, from 1,200 to less than 600. Business incentive has disappeared. The community was forced to reopen its supermarket and hardware stores as cooperatives or do without them. And now a different lake and a different type of tourist is throwing the town a lifeline. But it comes with some challenges. Jane Stacey is one of those locals on every committee. She's the one everyone turned to investigate this influx of Chinese visitors.
I spoke to the three accommodation houses in the town and they all said, oh, it's absolutely phenomenal how many people are coming and where they're coming from. And it's not just Australian-based Chinese, it's all international as well. So we've now got contacts coming straight from China.
Baffled is the best way to describe the locals' response. But viewed through the eyes of strangers, they're now starting to see a sparkle in what has been here since... well, before Sea Lake even existed.
The night skies here are reputedly some of the best in the Southern Hemisphere, well, anywhere in the world.
Rachel Pierce is a teacher at the local college. She's also an avid stargazer.
You can actually sometimes find it really hard to even find the Southern Cross because you can see there's a big band across the sky there of stars. That's the Milky Way. When you're in the city, you only see the brightest stars. You don't see all these really, really faint ones.
But as any tourist town will tell you, visitors come at a price. Rachel Pierce says there is definitely a negative side.
This is a fragile environment. It's getting damaged and you can see that and you can see the degradation to the lake. Of course you want people to come. You want people to come and see these wonderful skies and the sunsets and the sunrises. You want them to experience that, but it is an issue.
We just need to control where they go and what they're doing.
Jane Stacey again.
If we have water on the lake, then it's absolutely magical. The skies when the sun's setting and the sun's rising, it's amazing.
Herein lies the problem. The photos being spread on Chinese websites feature Lake Tyrrell with plenty of water in it. The reflections make it seem like people are walking on the stars. And every tourist wants a photo walking on the stars. There will always be water on the lake, but it's rare that the wind will blow it to the safe edge where a viewing platform has been constructed. Therefore, tourists go on adventures to find it.
You cannot drive on the lake at all, ever. Lots of people are getting bogged on it and they're trying to ring tow companies. Well, tow companies won't come anymore because they realise what they're doing and where they're driving.
It's that common.
It is very common, yep. Within a 100-kilometre radius, you won't get a tow truck to come and tow you out of the lake anymore.
A do's and don'ts brochure is Jane's first step in educating visitors.
We've had it translated into Mandarin as well. No camping on the lake, no driving on the lake bed. Please take your rubbish with you and use the facilities that we have in town and shop locally.
It's a catch-22, isn't it? Because you've got this beautiful asset. You're also in one of many rural towns that are dying away.
We are a dying community, but we're also a very strong community. It's our life. It's our way of life. Like, born and bred here, you come home. You come home for a reason. And the reason why we come home is not just for our lake, but, you know, to raise your kids in a small community and go to the local schools and just have a safe way of life.
There are also strong concerns about the safety of tourists. Lake Tyrrell covers about 21,000 hectares. One road leads to a salt mining site with 6-metre-tall salt stacks. Tourists see a perfect photo opportunity, but site manager Brian Spratley says it could easily be a fatal attraction.
Where we have them standing under salt stacks and taking photos and those kind of things, they are risking their life every day. They just, yeah, they've got to stop. So I just don't know how to stop them at the moment. We're going to put video surveillance in. We'll put signage up, more of it. We've already gone to the point of putting Mandarin signs up now. They're still coming through. So I think it's up to them to actually take ownership of what they're doing.
On the positive side of things, can you see that this could build Sea Lake back up, that it could be an alternative industry for the town?
Absolutely, but we need the backing of the whole town. We don't need the negativity of the town folks saying, oh God, here they are again. After speaking to some of our visitors, they've identified that they can't get a meal. So maybe we have barbecue packs in our service station that's open for extended hours, offering unique things that we can offer here in the Mallee. So it could be a side of lamb. You know, take it back and cook it in the camp kitchen at the recreation reserve.
Back in town, business owners are still figuring out how to respond.
I'm Jenny Simpson and I have Farmyard Flowers, which is a florist and giftware shop in Sea Lake. I think we probably need to educate ourselves a little and maybe work through how we can communicate better with them when they do come.
So there are cultural barriers?
Definitely, yeah. Language is probably the main barrier, yes.
Every customer is more profit.
Cherie Neville is assistant manager of the community-owned supermarket.
They come in and they're looking for items that they can go and use a barbecue, so pans, cups, glasses. As they came in, they wanted more products, then we import those products to meet the needs.
My name is Murali Yamani. I've been in the town working as a pharmacist since last 8 years. We're struggling to keep up everything, all the services available in the town, so we'll be very happy with the extra revenue that the town gets out of the people.
On the main street of Sea Lake, you'll also find a 6-in-1 shop. 6 business owners that couldn't justify their own rent anymore, so merged together in one store. Gloria Porter is one of them.
It's mainly the start, end of last year and the start of this year that the Chinese are really coming in. You have your good days and your bad days, just like anyone else. So,
do you have any souvenirs from Lake Tyrrell or anything along that line?
No, just like postcards at the moment, but if we can get more in, it'd be good.
From a tourist point of view, there's really not much on offer, especially for those like Alice Lee, who read about this town in a tourism guidebook.
I found no people walking along the pedestrians. And then there are lots of shops closed, not always opened. Then we have to find a place to have our lunch. But it's really quiet.
But even if there's nowhere to eat, no souvenirs to buy, Sea Lake has something so much bigger to offer.
People are friendly and not like those in the city. There's another kind of beauty. So simple. I try to see the beauty of the scenes and then have the different changes in the skies, the clouds, and over the sun. Yes. So that's why we want to come. But in Hong Kong, I don't find, the scenery like this.
One thing Sea Lake locals can be sure of, the Chinese tourists will keep coming. And word is, a Chinese-Australian businessman has showed interest in reopening one of the pubs. It might be time to start learning some Chinese language. From these tourists, it's goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Joy-ki.
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 Joy-ki. Bye.